I know y'all are utterly concerned about the laundry. I was able to do several loads and involve the kids in folding, sort of, right? And they didn't miss a meal, I don't think. We did get it. I want to read more from the scripture that was read earlier from Laura and Stephen, this time without Spanish. The story after the transfiguration is significant for what we are going to be looking at today in our sermon. So verses 37 and following say this: On the next day, when they had come down from the mountain, a great crowd met him. Just then a man from the crowd shouted, "Teacher, I beg you, look at my son. He is my only child." Suddenly a spirit seizes him, and all at once he shrieks. It convulses him until he foams at the mouth. It mauls him and will scarcely leave him. "I begged your disciples to cast it out, but they could not." Jesus answered, "You faithless and perverse generation, how much longer must I be with you and bear with you? Bring your son here." While he was coming, the demon dashed him to the ground in convulsions, but Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, healed the boy, and gave him back to the Father. And all were astounded at the greatness of God. May God bless the reading of God's word. So I've had some people really concerned approach me with some concern this morning that this being my last sermon here, at least as associate pastor of discipleship here at Central Baptist, that I might attempt to squeeze every last thing I've ever wanted to say into this sermon. A legitimate concern, but I assure you, I won't keep us here more than an hour. No. But seriously, with everything that we have been going through in the past couple of years, we've never felt closer to Jesus. And as the sermon series is entitled, our family has been thinking a lot about Jesus, a lot about Jesus. I'm using the word "a lot" in there with it. So I find it fitting that this sermon entitled "To Whom Will We Listen" is the last sermon for me here, because making a move like this to a different kind of congregation required us to listen carefully for Jesus. So it's fitting, very fitting this morning. We can learn much from the story we read earlier about the transfiguration. What really happens at the transfiguration, we can't really know. But this is a hinge point for Jesus in his ministry. Remember, he's about to set out from this point to go to the cross, taking his next steps to the cross and his next steps to the resurrection. So this is a critical and important event in Jesus' life, which means we need to pay attention to it. It's an incredibly deep and meaningful experience, obviously, and it's quite a story. There's so much symbolism and so much meaning that we can draw from it. On the mountain, Jesus meets Moses and Elijah, one representing the law, the other representing the prophets. And to the Jewish people, this is a big deal. The most important figures in Israel's thought and religion had given Jesus permission to take these next steps, to proceed, to walk to the cross, symbolizing that Jesus is the law, that Jesus is the prophesied Messiah, but not as they had expected or how they knew it to be. He transformed both. Then something even more spectacular than those two happens. The cloud. And the voice of God, the final stamp of approval for Jesus' great work. The voice that said to the three disciples, honored enough to experience this moment with Jesus, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." Those are the key words for us today. Listen to him. The disciples look up and they see Jesus standing alone. Listen to him. So powerful that they couldn't even speak of it. No words for what they saw, no words could explain or make sense of their experience until after they would eventually experience the cross and the resurrection. Then, something fairly normal happens, yet miraculous, as they came down from the mountain the next day. And so, this is why it's important for us to examine the transfiguration in light of this story that I read a minute ago, a boy in need of healing, coming after those words, listen to Jesus. The disciples who had not gone to the top of the mountain attempted to help this boy, to heal this boy, but to no avail. And Luke seems to paint a dark picture. He's always painted a dark picture of the disciples. That's one of the things that Luke wanted us to understand, and none harsher than here. But with all the other stories of disappointment that Luke portrays about the disciples, he also portrays that Jesus is still willing to work with them and to leave his mission with them. The songs we sang today are very appropriate. And these failures by the disciples set the stage for the teaching of Jesus, which comes in the next chapters of Luke. I would encourage you to read these. The parable of the Good Samaritan. The experience with Mary and Martha. The teaching of the Lord's Prayer. And so many other important teachings that prepare the disciples to learn how to live as Jesus. To know when to be able to recognize the voice of Jesus. Do you see it? Each story, opportunities to listen, opportunities to learn, so Jesus' followers will know how to bring peace to earth even when Jesus leaves. But before all these stories, Jesus gives this exasperated condemnation to the disciples. You faithless and perverse generation, he calls them. How much longer must I be with you and bear with you? Speaking from his understanding of the next step that he must take towards the cross, as if to say, pay attention. Listen. I won't be around much longer for you to do this. There will come a time where you will need to walk as I walk, on your own, to talk as I talk, to heal as I heal, to bring humanity to those in need of it, just as I do. This is your daily life. This is your daily work. This is how you listen. You will find people in need of your kindness everywhere you go. People will need you to stand for them when they can't stand for themselves, when they can't stand on their own. You can't stay on the mountain and wait, expecting mountaintop experiences as you go. Pay attention to the opportunities around you to bring peace and healing to others, to restore this chaotic earth to its original order and peace that we found in the Garden of Eden. No, you can't do this on your own. But empowered by Holy Spirit, you can and you will, you must. It's the great plan of God. As written in the law of Moses, respect life. Treat others in the throes of injustice with mercy and kindness and love. Help them find their humanity and the spark of the divine that glows within them. And it was prophesied in the same way by the greatest prophets of God. Do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly before your God. This is how Jesus speaks. This is what he says to us. Listen to him. It's a part of your everyday life, not just special mountaintop occasions, but every day of your life. Every breath that you breathe is to be used to restore order and bring peace and humanity to the world around you. Jesus is telling us that this morning. This is what you are supposed to do and be about. Listen to Jesus. And in this story and throughout Luke, we find this common pattern for Jesus. This is phenomenal. From a blessing, he takes what is given to him, he blesses it, and gives it back. Over and over in Luke's gospel, as Jesus moves about encountering people, we find this pattern. He takes what is given to him, he blesses it, and gives it back. No matter what shape it is in, usually a broken person, dehumanized or in need of healing, from lepers to the paralyzed, to the man with the withered hand, to the raising of the widow's son, he took these common, chaotic situations, dehumanized people, people cast out from society, people considered sinful and broken and unfixable and unlovable by God. He took them. He blessed them. And he gave them back to the world, made whole again, made human again, always loved by God, blowing the breath of God on their divine spark. Giving them life in Christ. I want you to listen to this verse in Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For measure you give will be the measure you get back. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back. Do you see it? It's all about flow. Putting chaos into the world, you get chaos back. If you put anxiety into the world, you get anxiety back. Put anger into the world, anger back. Hate into the world, you get hate back. But if you listen to Jesus and follow Jesus and put healing into the world, you get healing back. You put love into the world, you get love back. Put kindness into the world, you get kindness back. Put humanity into the world, you get humanity back. No, maybe not as you would expect it in human terms. The world is still filled with chaos. So tough things will still happen to us. But in a more spiritual sense, in a sense of fulfillment and inner peace, abundant life, Jesus can take your chaos, bless it, transform it, and give it back to the world. So serve people, love people, be kind to people, be Christ to people. The same kind of people that Jesus encountered, yes, those people. The common people in chaotic situations, dehumanized people, people cast out from society, people considered sinful, broken, unfixable, and unlovable by God. These are the people we encounter every day. And if we listen to Jesus and if we live as Jesus lived, we will take whatever is given to us, find some way to bless it, to anoint it, to be grateful for it. Allow Jesus to transform it. And then we give it back to the world to be restored, to be made whole again, to be made human again, and to breathe a breath of Christ on that divine spark. To follow the pattern of Christ, to take what is given, to bless it, and give it back. This constant flow of life puts peace in the world and find peace in return. inner peace, peace that passes all human understanding, which leads to peace around you. Bring humanity to others and find in serving them, you will find your own humanity and fulfillment and gratitude in all things. Be grateful in all things. This is God's will for you. Resiliency. This is how it works. This is the flow of Christ, the flow of God. When we cannot face the insecurities that live inside of us, we end up projecting these fears and insecurities outward, only able to hate and unable to change, unable to become like Jesus. So we must take these things and, like Jesus, allow Jesus to transform them through our response in Christ and put them back into the world transformed by Christ to make peace around us. Thy kingdom come on earth. So even in the midst of challenges, if we listen to Jesus and live the Jesus way, we find order in our chaos. We find peace. Jesus can do this in us. He's never given up on the disciples. He hasn't given up on us. He is willing to use us if we are willing to allow him to, willing to listen. Dear friends, we are called to listen to Jesus while coping with daily life. As we are going, listen to Jesus. We cannot separate the mountain from the valley. We cannot live without breathing Jesus. We cannot try to handle daily life without Jesus. We must listen to Jesus. We must. And maybe, just maybe, the world might find peace. You might find peace. We might find peace together. May it be so in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Lord, we give this day to you. We give ourselves to you. We give our chaos to you to transform into something more peaceful. We do our best to listen to you. We do our best to allow you to work in us so that the world around us might find peace. We love you. We want to serve you the best we can. So may our humanity be given a spark of the divine. May your breath, your Holy Spirit, breathe it within us that we might move about on fire for you, a bright shining light that dispels the darkness around us. May we grow closer in you and others see you in us, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So as we do each week, we'll have a time to respond. You can respond on your own there in the chair. You can come and make something public with me. I will share with the congregation. You can pray whatever you want to do as we sing this song. Respond to Jesus accordingly. Listen to Jesus. Let's stand.